Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. Today we're talking about perfection. I'm probably the least qualified person to talk about perfection because I'm not perfect. I'm not even close, not even remotely close. And maybe that does qualify me to talk about perfection from the context of I'm not interested in it. And I don't want perfection in my photography, and I don't want it in my lenses. I recently posted a YouTube video reviewing a Pergear 50mm f1.4 manual focus lens. And it's a nice little number because it looks like an old Minolta Rockor 50mm f1.4 lens. And it's lovely. It's got the same sort of textured diamond knob on the focus ring, and it just feels really good. And the motion as you roll the focus in and out, beautiful and smooth. I really like it. Most of my video, though, is not really about the lens. It's about slowing down. It's about being more intentional with your photography. And there's a certain way that manual exposure pushes you into intentional. And I'm not talking about when you're shooting at f8 and everything is sharp and you don't have to work too hard with your focus. And lots of people love that about a manual lens. If you're shooting at f8 and you just switch off that part of the brain and you're not worrying what the autofocus is doing and all this sort of stuff. In my case, I was shooting most stuff at f2. F2 is my happy place. I like that bokeh. I like the softness of stuff in the foreground, the background, and the depth you get when something's shot at F2. But you got to be really precise with your focus when you're at F2. And that's the deal. It slows you down. When I talk about slowing down, I think people get worried about that. They feel, well, I'm not rushing. I'm just lost out there. I'm struggling. And you want me to slow down? I feel I'm already going too slow. And for me, it's more, instead of that pressure to take 100 shots in an hour, go out and hit your target and get all this stuff that the client wants and be productive. When you're shooting with a manual focus lens and you're shooting at F2 and you just got to really pay attention. You've really got to pay attention to where that focus is. And it feels more analog with a lovely little lens like this. It feels like an older lens from the 80s. And I like that pairing of having an analog feeling with a digital camera. I like that combination because I don't want to shoot on film. I know that. I'm not patient enough to wait 2 weeks to get my roll back. And I love so much of the advantages we get from a digital camera. I'm not a film guy. I've been there. I've done that. And for me, film was just made it slow for me to learn. Whereas once I stepped into digital, I could just learn things so much faster. I'm happy with digital, but I do love the analog feel that I get from some images. And a lens like this, it feels analog. The process feels analog. And it's a process that matters. So much of my video is talking about that I'm really looking for a mood in an image. Like I'm not just thinking about, I want a photo of a thing or a subject or to capture a place. So my photos aren't of Melbourne, they're of my mood. And I'm walking around Melbourne looking for an image that connects with the mood that I'm feeling in that moment. And sometimes when I'm in a crowd, that mood is panic, not a crowd person. I like people in small numbers, smaller the better. And sometimes that mood is just the way the clouds are breaking and when a little bit of the architecture of this city shows itself in a way that you hadn't noticed before. And sometimes just the light coming through a piece of steel or the light coming down a laneway, about the mood. So I'm trying to capture mood with this lens and you just got to slow down. You got to be in the moment. You've got to be present in order to reflect your mood and where your emotional state is at while you're taking the photo. What's that got to do with perfectionism? Well, someone was giving me a hard time over the quality of the lens. They said they didn't like it. Now, they hadn't actually used it. They hadn't actually watched my video. They just commented that they didn't like it. So they're telling me that the lens is no good because it's not perfect, because this guy over here wrote a review and had all this technical information about how it's not as good as this lens, it's not as good as that lens. And I felt they were missing the point. I felt they were simply missing the whole point of this lens. This lens cost $129 US, and you're getting just a lovely bit of glass that if you're shooting at f2, you're going to get something nice. It's got a little bit of character, but not too much. It's not wonky and wacky, and it doesn't do strange things to your images. This lens actually looks really nice inside and out. From the outside, it looks like something from 1983, and from the inside, it looks like something from 2026. It's not a bad lens. And it's $129. Like, how good does a lens have to be for $129? We get obsessed with things being perfect and correct and doing things the right way, and your image must have yada yada yada. I remember one guy gave me some feedback about my zine, and it was all about how on one page I'd put a font up here, and then on the next page I hadn't put the font in the same spot, and that's not good enough. And I was like, man, this is not the feedback that I need. What I wanted to know is, are my images speaking to you? Are the words that I have to say, is there anything there that resonates for you? Going on about whether this page should have two photos or three. Oh man, missing the point. So I feel a lot of our photography, we miss the point. A lot of it, we simply miss the point. We're looking at the wrong things. Stepping away from an autofocus lens. And I know I could simply turn off the manual focus on my lens and you would think that would give me the same result. But if you go out with your gear, with the lens you always go out with, and you just turn off the autofocus, you're just going to feel frustrated. You're not going to step into the opportunity. You're just going to go, oh, this is dumb. And you're going to turn on the autofocus again and go back to what you're doing. But when you spend $129 and you buy a manual focus lens, and that's what you go out with, and you can't turn on the autofocus, pretty soon you don't want to anyway because it feels differently. The lens is designed to have that motion and that tactile experience. You can feel the nodules on the outside lens. You can feel the way the ring slides as you extend the focus. It's tactile. So for me, this was a good experience, stepping into manual focus and just being more thoughtful about what I'm doing. So if you want to find out more about that lens, check out my YouTube. It's on there. On my social media, I am sharing a few of the photos from it. So if you just want to see some photos, you can go to my social media. And if you're out there, if you are listening to my podcast, please do drop me an email and say hello. I'd love to hear from anyone who enjoys my podcast. I'd love to know what I can talk about next time that you might enjoy. I'd love to have a conversation. So I hope you're having a good day out there. I hope whatever part of the world you are in is treating you well and you can ignore the news and the global situation and everything else that's happening around the world at the moment and just have something to smile about. And sometimes that could be just going out with your camera and taking a few photos and thinking about your mood with the camera, and that can make you smile. So have a good day out there. Chat soon. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.